quorum?
With more people?
We do have a quorum.
Okay, I'm ready to know for sure. So.
Matt may be joining us, or he may not, but
he's probably not going to.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll probably be finished by the time he got here.
Yep.
He
I figured it was going to be a short meeting, so let's go.
He's rock and roll.
Thank you for everyone being here. Thank you for heading the last meeting. If everyone wants to call out your name, that you are here.
Letitia Nance.
Michael McIntyre.
Greg Huckabee.
Molly Brewer. And I've got to remember what I do next, just to call the next item on the agenda. Okay. Next item on the agenda is approving of the minutes. Item number TMP-16557. Minutes of the McKinney Arts Commission meeting of April 18th, 2019. Do I need to make a mention of what we're... Okay. Want to move to approve?
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Oh, that's right.
I move to approve.
In a second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the motion passes. Next item on the agenda, the regular agenda, is item number TMP-16558. Consider act, discuss act on approval of the final report for Arts Commission, for Arts in Bloom and reimbursement to the McKinney Main Street. This is a grant that McKinney Main Street applied for and previously was approved in the 18 April meeting, but was approved under impact, but it should go to McKinney Main Street. That report was for $3,000, and so if anyone would like to move to approve that.
So are we moving to approve the funds or change the name?
We're moving to approve the funds to the correct organization.
Okay. I move that we approve the funds to McKinney Main Street.
Yes.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And the motion passes. Next item on the agenda is item number TMP-16556. Consider, discuss, act on the authorization of use of public art funds as a match for public art grant through cultural district funding from the Texas Commission on the Arts.
So this is an item we have an opportunity through our cultural district designation to do sort of wayfinding butterflies, since we're a monarch city, throughout the cultural district and have local artists, eight local artists, create these butterflies. They can be mosaics, they can be whatever, and $1,500 each for the actual creation. And then we're getting matching funds, and I apologize, I don't have the exact amount, from the Texas Commission on the Arts. I think it's around $22,000 for publicity, for materials, for all of that.
And this is one of the benefits for us being designated a cultural district, is that we get to tap into the matching funds by the state.
Yes.
So do we already identify the artists? Are they competing? Or?
They will be competing. So okay. We're applying for the grant, and if we're funded, we should know. It's a very quick turnaround. This one is due the 18th of June. That's why we had the special call meeting. So thank you very much for being here. So if we get the funds, then we will do an RFQ for the artist, as we've done for other public art projects.
Will that go through that organization that we've been using, what was it called, to find artists? What was that?
Probably not. It's just for
okay.
local artists.
Okay, great.
We'll just kind of put the call out. And
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
What would we envision this to look like? Are these going to be large, singular pictures of butterflies, or, I mean, Jack?
They're like sculpture.
Okay.
So it would be, you know,
selfie
either
moments.
A sculpture, mosaic, or painted, different materials. And I think, did I have that link on there?
Did I not send that with
Yeah,
the,
you did. There was a sculpture, it had, they were standing on poles.
Yeah.
There was pictures, and there was like butterflies.
Yeah.
They weren't standing on poles, but they were seated on poles.
Oh, right.
Or whatever butterflies do.
Yeah.
They had a lit upon the poles.
There you go.
But, yeah, and I can't remember where that was. Louisiana, maybe?
I think so.
Yeah, and so, and then they had the pictures with the artists there, and so we can do that with our cultural district, and kind of fun.
That was nice.
And this is for where now?
Throughout the cultural district.
Oh, okay, like not all grouped together then, so like one here, one there.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a wayfinding thing, like you go to the blue butterfly here, or it's at the mosaic butterfly over there, or...
And have the locations been decided, or...?
No.
No.
We'll
no.
do all that.
This is just to get the
who
grant.
Who would do that?
Probably the Main Street Association, got the cultural district designation.
Got it. Okay.
But we would get to decide on the artists, because
the
arts people.
There you go.
Any other questions, or do we have a motion to approve this?
I move that we approve the use of public art funds for a matching grant for the public art grant through the Cultural District and from the Texas Commission on Arts for funding this butterfly wayfaring
project.
There we go.
A second.
Wonderful. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the motion passes. Thank you. Any citizen comments? All right. And with that, is there anything else that you guys want to share? How did the event go that you the volunteer?
The certificate event was really good. We had some people interested and got some information. They did it in a different location, so all the city boards were in the hallway, and then all the other boards or all the other nonprofits and things were inside, so it was much better flow. Michael was there with me the whole time. He did a great job supporting that.
Thank you, Michael.
And thank you, Judith, for getting everything ready for us.
And thank you for making it so beautiful.
And we had the most beautiful booth. She had cookies from Cookies in Bloom.
And little Chex Mix and beautiful little cups. Aww. And it was lovely.
And then somebody created
really
the
lovely.
Bulletin. I don't know.
Judith made the board.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had
thank
that
you.
There with pictures
so
on it and stuff.
Yeah, which was easy
did
to
did you get a picture?
Yeah, I was going to show you guys.
When
I
people were
pictures.
Asking questions about the different kind of arts, I could say, and that would be like a community grant for this one, and that would be a project over here.
Brilliant. So yeah, I think it went really well.
Yeah.
And it was not as well, I don't know if it was as well attended again because
yeah, the way they had
it
divided up.
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't as squished.
So
we could move around.
You couldn't see how many people were in the other room.
Yeah, it was. They
this
did
is just
expand
the hallway
it.
And then there's Michael talking to
yeah,
some
I remember a few years ago
it
was so crowded.
Yeah,
like,
you couldn't move.
You couldn't even move. People are bumping into your tables and passing each other.
And you couldn't talk. To the
can
that
you,
looks nice.
Can
that
you
even
send
looks
that to
nicer.
Us? Can we put it on the website, please?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah, you can slide. There's a few pictures.
If I was going to tell them, I think they should have all of them in one room. That way you can tell them where the crowd was. Because, I mean, I'm sure some people come by and they were like,
gorgeous.
Okay, is this all? I was like, no, there's a whole bunch more in the next room, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that when I got there.
Yeah, well, we got to see some kids and tell them about some of the youth programs, so that was nice because some parents were looking for...
And Jeffrey Hall's daughter came by?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
She got a butterfly cookie.
She got a cookie. Aww. She came and talked to us and his grandkids.
Yeah.
So that was very nice. We talked to her for a little bit, and that was really sweet, and we invited her to come and be a part of any
thank
of the
you.
Meetings.
Very nice.
And
that's wonderful.
She talked about maybe joining the board, but she's not sure yet, but...
She
feels
by
the function
to
do so.
One of the meetings.
Virginia? Or the granddaughters?
No, the daughter.
The daughter, yeah.
Daughter and the grandkids.
Yeah.
Two grandkids.
I guess she was working on some other things that he was working on. I was like, I don't even know what he was doing. So, like,
he was busy.
Yeah. She said, yeah, you probably wouldn't even know half of the things that he was doing, but he was doing something with arts and the mass at the cemetery, doing arts without walls.
Yes. Right, the Sunday afternoon program.
So I guess she's doing something with that, and I told her just to keep us updated because that sounds very cool. I didn't know about it the first time. Michael and I went to the BCA event in Collin County. They're really trying to ramp up Collin County's Business Council for the Arts since everything happens in Dallas County. with the wonderful Nasher family. They got all the good stuff there, mm-hmm. so they tried to do something. I think they had a decent turnout, not as much as they probably were wanting. But you got some rundown. What did you think?
I thought it was pretty good. It was informative. I guess they were going to go meet in a different room, so they ended up doing it in this room. Of course, my back was to it, and it was like too difficult to turn around. So the people were talking behind me. Mm-hmm. I couldn't really see them, but so yeah, they gave a kind of a presentation on the program, and then each person they had some people come up and they talked about their experience in the program and what they did and the projects and stuff like that. So it was interesting.
Okay.
It's good. It was informative if you really didn't understand, which I didn't really mm-hmm. that much about the program.
So yeah, they're trying to get more support. So I told her the lady from BCA wants to get in contact with you guys
mm-hmm.
About getting more involved in whatever they're doing. I guess they had spoken to Tracy Rath, and I told her, you know, she's still volunteering in the community, but she's mm-hmm. not on the council anymore, so they really want to, I told her how we're designated underneath your department mm-hmm. in the city, and she wasn't aware, so
okay,
I'm just going to give her your information. Her name is Catherine, but just to, they want us to do more stuff.
Is she the same one that's from Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the same lady.
Okay.
She's been doing it forever, I feel like.
Okay.
Because I've seen her the last couple of years, mm-hmm. and she worked with Willoughby when I was working at Willoughby for their RC stuff.
Okay.
I can't remember specifically what she was saying about what it was, but I just know it didn't have anything to do with, I would personally do it, so I kind of probably tuned out. But she, there were some city issues that McKinney and Plano and Frisco need to get more involved with what they're doing. So not just the Collin County BCA, but Dallas BCA has some mm-hmm. appropriations of funds and events that they would like for us to be promoting, and I told her, we have a really good active board now, so I'm not sure what happened in the past, but, you know.
Actually, I went through the program in Dallas with her.
Well, it's something that they're doing, like BCA is doing art-wise. They want to bring more attention to these other cities, like the Collin County cities for art.
Huh, interesting. I wonder if they have some tips on how we can do a percentage for the arts or.
Yeah, they have. She has a lot of data. Like, she has so much information, which is a Molly thing. I was like,
did, I believe they sponsored an economic prosperity study, mm-hmm. which we...
That's it. That's it.
Sherry was involved with that, wasn't she? Yeah.
So she said they did it 5 years ago? Okay.
Let's do that.
I just needed to pause.
When we get done.
Okay. Keep.
You can adjourn,
yeah.
whatever. You
oh,
get
yes,
ready.
We need to adjourn. Okay. Yes, sorry. Yeah. Okay, that's it. That's the updates. And there's a show at the Cove tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
At 7.
What's that?
There's a new show at the Cove.
Oh, well, the
right
Cove.
Right here next door
yeah.
tomorrow at 7.
I thought that was the same show. The Sisters?
They change it every weekend.
Oh. I thought that was still going on this weekend.
And real quick, City Council approved
mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be a grant for, was it a grant or the land? Basically, we're able to put the butterfly garden in. Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the sculpture piece,
and the
cost
piece.
Of the sculpture
so
piece as well.
Next steps, we're gonna have to match the funds.
Mm-hmm.
So not we, the commission, but the city is creating a GoFundMe account that that we as commission would be great if we could share it with anyone that we know.
Mm-hmm.
We're matching a grant for $27,000, so it's like $13,000 that we're trying to come up with, which I think
mm-hmm.
we will be able to figure
yeah.
out. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful meeting. But anyways, so meeting adjourned? Or what else do I, what do I need to say? Motion to end the meeting.
I move to adjourn the meeting. Today, June 13th, 2019. Second.
Awesome. We have a second. And all those in favor?
Aye. I want to stay here all night.
That's our shortest meeting.